Mayor Bass receives Olympic flag from Paris as Los Angeles takes the baton. Los Angeles. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass received the official Olympic flag at the closing ceremony of the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris Sunday, kicking off a four-year countdown to the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. Bass took the flag from International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, who received it from Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo during a star-heavy extravaganza that featured musical performances from LA area natives Billie Eilish, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. After Bass received the flag, California native Her performed the U.S. national anthem, then actor Tom Cruise ziplined onto the field from the top of Stade de France and carried the flag out of the stadium on a motorcycle to begin its journey to Los Angeles. Cruise was then shown riding through the streets of Paris and into a transport plane, then a pre-filmed piece showed the Mission Impossible star parachuting into the hills above Hollywood and handing the flag to U.S. cyclist Kate Courtney before the camera pulled back to reveal the Hollywood sign adorned with the five Olympic rings. The nighttime ceremony in Paris then briefly switched over to sunny Venice Beach, where the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Eilish, Snoop Dogg, and Dr. Dre performed some of their hits on a stage next to the LA 28 logo. "It was an immense honor to participate in this moment of history, and it was such a privilege to stand with Simone Biles, someone who has made our entire nation proud," Bass said. "It's my hope that when girls around the world watch the first woman mayor of Paris officially hand off the flag to the first woman mayor of Los Angeles, they were inspired. Together, we sent the message to girls all around the world that they can do anything, they can run for gold and they can run for office. I want to recognize the city of Paris and Mayor Hidalgo for being such extraordinary hosts. Tonight, we exchanged more than just the flag, we sent a message all across the world. Now, it's time for Los Angeles to show the world just how special our city is, and to host the most impactful Olympic and Paralympic Games yet that focus on helping local small businesses, creating local jobs and creating lasting environmental and transportation improvements throughout Los Angeles that generate tangible benefits to Angelenos for generations to come." The closing ceremony was scheduled to re-air in prime time on NBC beginning at 7 p.m. Sunday, followed by a countdown to LA 28 program at 9:50 p.m. hosted by five-time Olympic tennis medalist and Compton native Venus Williams. That show will feature a sneak peek at the LA 28 Games, behind-the-scenes footage of the LA 28 handover, and extended musical performances from Eilish, the Chili Peppers, and Snoop Dogg. Special guests will also include U.S. Olympic legends Carl Lewis and Sugar Ray Leonard, plus USA Water Polo Hall of Famer Brenda Villa and Paralympic swimmer and five-time medalist Rudy Garcia Tolson. Bass was expected to return to Los Angeles on Monday with the flag. Upon her arrival at LAX at about 2 p.m., she was scheduled to host a news conference to showcase the flag and highlights of her trip. The mayor will also travel to Paris for the Paralympic Games from September 6 to 8, as Los Angeles and other Southern California cities are set to host the Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2028. The mayor landed in Paris on Thursday, part of a contingent that also includes LA 28 President Casey Wasserman, City Councilman President Paul Krikorian, Councilwoman Tracy Park, and City Administrative Officer Matt Szabo. The U.S. delegation also included First Lady Jill Biden, California Senators Alex Padilla and LaFonza Butler, Representative Robert Garcia, and Long Beach Mayor Rex Richardson. The Olympic flag was created for the Olympic Jubilee Congress in 1914 in Paris in celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Olympic movement. The interlocking rings were first drawn by Pierre de Coubertin, the founder of the modern Olympic Games, on a letter in July 1913, representing the union of the five continents and meeting of athletes from throughout the world. It's become one of the most recognized symbols, and the passing of the flag from one host city to another has become tradition at the closing of the Games. "This is the biggest moment in LA 28 history to date, as the Olympic flag passes from Paris to LA," Wasserman said. "We are thrilled to feature the very best of LA with local artists and are grateful to Billie, Her, the Chili Peppers and Snoop for their collaboration on what will be an incredible show to a global audience that will give fans a taste of what's to come in 2028. During a news conference Saturday, BASE promised a no-car games in 2028, doing so through an expansion of its public transportation system and encouraging businesses to allow employees to work from home during the 17 days of the Olympics to avoid traffic jams. Back in LA, we're already meeting with businesses about procurement, especially small businesses. And I'll say that that's something that I admire Paris is doing, making a commitment that a percentage of the business goes to small businesses here. We're already working to create jobs by expanding our public transportation system in order for us to have a no-car games, BASE said Saturday. And that's a feat in Los Angeles, because we've always been in love with our cars, but we're already working to ensure that we can build a greener Los Angeles. Although most Olympic events in Los Angeles will be accessible only via public transit, some large venues such as SoFi Stadium are still expected to permit on-site vehicle parking. BASE emphasized that the dire traffic nightmares predicted before LA's last Olympics never materialized. In 1984, 40 years ago, Mayor Bradley, the first black mayor of Los Angeles, held an Olympic Games that, 40 years later, still benefits Los Angeles, and we want to build on that legacy together, she said.